Meantime, we start this half hour with that controversial case in Utah. It has the tragic Oklahoma City bombing back in the news. It's about a lawsuit that raises questions about whether another man may have helped Timothy McVeigh in the minutes before the blast. NBC's Hallie Jackson is in Salt Lake City where this case is underway. Hallie, good morning to you.
Good morning, Savannah. A district judge here is now considering testimony he heard this week from current and former FBI agents. It's all part of a lawsuit filed by a Utah attorney who insists the feds are hiding evidence. The government argues that's not the case in what it calls a conspiracy theory.
In the days after the Oklahoma City bombing, justice moved fast. Timothy McVeigh, named as the man who drove the Ryder truck filled with explosives.
John Doe, number two, has not been identified and remains at large.
But whatever happened to John Doe, number two? Utah attorney Jesse Trentadue believes his brother, who died in federal custody in Oklahoma City months after the bombing, was mistakenly identified as John Doe, number two, and paid for that mistake with his life.
This is a case that began as one man's search for justice for his brother, who died under what he believes is mysterious circumstances. And it has morphed and evolved into a conspiracy theorist dream.
Trentadue insists the FBI is hiding surveillance video showing a second man leaving the Ryder truck with McVeigh. He cites a preliminary hearing for McVeigh's case and a memo written by the Secret Service in which federal agents appear to describe surveillance videos that have never been seen publicly.
We are very, very confident that this tape and a couple other tapes exist.
Roger Charles is an investigative journalist who's working with Trentadue on a lawsuit against the federal government, demanding the release of all surveillance videos from the day of the bombing.
There's just compelling evidence that we've uncovered that shows that there were videotapes referred to that have never been produced.
The Department of Justice is not commenting as the case is ongoing, but in court papers, the government argues it cannot hand over any more videos because they don't exist.
Testimony in this part of the suit wrapped up Thursday, but another hearing is set later this summer. No word yet on when the judge could issue a ruling that may help answer whether there was another bomber. Matt, Savannah?
All right, Hallie Jackson in Salt Lake for us this morning. Thank you.
Mr. Rooker here with a check of the weather.